Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is AIBox. AIBox is my own personal software company I'm currently working on, and today we have officially launched a crowdfunding campaign over on Republic. AIBox is essentially a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, so you can chain together any AI models, put in your own custom prompts, and automate your workflows. Then you have two options: either keep it private for yourself or your organization, or publish it to the marketplace. If you publish it to the marketplace, you then receive royalties anytime someone uses it. If you're interested in investing in AI Box, you can go to republic.com/AI-box or Google Republic AI Box. You can see more on our website as well with links to all the information, AIBox.ai. I've worked out a special deal with Republic where, just for essentially podcast listeners that I'm telling about this today, for the first $250,000, we have a discounted $8.5 million valuation. After that, the valuation is $10 million. So if you're interested in this, I would definitely go check that out, because we're over $150,000 and we've just launched this today. We're raising up to $1.2 million, but we're really, really excited where this goes and excited to help you automate your workflows and bring AI to the masses with AI Box.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie McCauley.
And I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Every week, we cover the breaking news in AI, talking about how it applies to side hustles and making money from AI online. We're super happy to have you join us. Let's jump into the episode. So the first thing I wanted to bring up, Jamie, there's a bunch of really interesting AI news that has come out lately, specifically around video. So I want to do a little segment talking about some of this video news and how people can use different AI tools with video to make money online. And I know that you are, of course, the legend in this space. You have a YouTube channel that you've successfully grown to over 130,000 subscribers. So you're definitely all about the side hustle and video space. But let's talk about some other ways that that people can make money. So, go for it.
Oh, no, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the first story that I wanted to bring up that I thought was really interesting, there is a new company called 12 Labs, and they're essentially building AI models that can understand videos at a really deep level. This is a fascinating topic for me. So essentially what they're able to do is there's so many components of a video that have to be understood. So like, for example, when you've probably used or looked at like a software tool like Runway, where essentially it's like generative AI video, and you go in there and say like, make me a rowboat on like a giant in like a giant wave with like a water crashing over it or something like that. And it like kind of generated like a video. It wasn't perfect. And I think we'll get there a lot more in the future. But you have to understand a ton of the context around what's actually going on in order to make this thing really powerful. So in the future, when we want to do really powerful videos, we have to understand, like, if you wanted to actually have that scene that I just described, like, look really realistic and have sound effects and do all the stuff, you have to understand like the context of everything in the video. You have to understand like if there's a wave, it has to make the sound of a crashing wave as it hits the boat. If there's a bird in the background, it has to make the sound of the seagull. If there's someone rowing, you have to make the sounds of the oars. Like, there's so many different components of a video that have to be understood before you can actually make it high quality. Because right now it's kind of like you do a little generative video and it can spit something out that's okay, but it's kind of grainy stuff. Have you tried Runway by chance?
I haven't tried Runway. I've tried a couple other ones, one called Pika Labs. Yeah, you're right. There right now, it's kind of just that, you know, the first step past the generative images, where you type in, you know, a text command and it will generate an image. Those are getting really powerful, you know, with Midjourney and stuff like that. But the whole video space is kind of like a whole nother challenge, like you said, because there's a lot more elements than just you know, your visual. So yeah, far it's kind of, it seems like there's kind of just like the light visual, kind of basically almost stop motion, kind of turning a image into a short 3-second clip. But right. This sounds really exciting. It sounds like the next step to me.
Yeah, so it's interesting. So this specific platform doesn't specifically like create the images, but I think the technology behind it is there. And like if you're thinking about AI videos and like side hustles, there's so many different things you can do, you know, whether that's creating ads for your company or ads for any product you have. You want to create like really captivating video. I think this is going to be like a big aspect of that, whether you charge someone or you have your own business. And so you're making these AI generated videos for that, social media clips, ads, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's really relevant. Specifically, what I want to talk about though is, so this company 12 Labs, what they do, they say they are kind of like a control F, or I guess if you have a Mac, a command F for video. So you can search anything in the video and understand the context. And that's not just like the captions, like the text of the video, but it's like, you know, you'd be like, okay, where does the seagull fly over the boat? And you have like a 20-minute video and it like goes and like finds you like the clip. But, wow. But what I think is understanding the context of, or like, where does someone say this? Or where is someone like angry in this video? Like, so all of these like contextual things, but I think this AI model that they're building that essentially can do this, the software that can do this, is going to be the exact same technology they need when they go to take video to the next level. So you can say, hey, I want a video that has like a seagull and an angry person and someone talking like this and someone doing this. Like now it knows all the bits of context and it can put this together. So that's kind of my comparison that I'm drawing here. And a really interesting company though, they have raised, I think they just closed like a $10 million round, which NVIDIA, Intel, and Samsung. So like obviously major companies all put in. So they've raised up to 27 million. So that's why I like bring up this company, because I think it's going to be like a very legit company. They've raised, you know, almost $30 million. And with this whole this video context thing, I think this is kind of the next step to making really, really powerful videos that you, the listener, are going to be able to use to make some insane videos for your AI side hustles. So,
yeah, I could see that even becoming acquired by YouTube or TikTok or some major video platform too, as a way to kind of analyze videos, try to, you know, source them, try to turn them, optimize them for the viewer. I feel like being able to, you know, break down pieces of video into small different elements would be kind of helpful for that. So I could see them selling to a big company like that as well.
Totally. Yeah, I agree with you. And I think of how awesome this would be for like Adobe to implement into like Premiere. You're like editing a video in Premiere and you're like, hey, where did like I cough in this video? Cause you want to like edit it out and it just like bing, find like the exact spot. Oh my gosh, that would be a lifesaver. Yeah. Okay. So
I was thinking like if you had like a, you know, YouTube video right now, you can buy stock footage, but what if you could buy stock elements in your footage? Like I want a seagull to fly behind me in my video, you know, and just have like that little element. That'd be awesome.
So. Oh my gosh. I think that'll spawn like a whole creator economy. Yeah. Like right now, a ton of people's side hustles are selling stock footage, stock photography, stock like elements, which will be interesting because if it was like a seagull, you'd want to make sure that it's like a video of a seagull flying, but everything has to be cut out from the background. So that's going to be really cool. And then using AI to get that all built and put in. Oh my gosh, that's going to be some cool stuff. Okay. Speaking of making money from new AI innovations, I want to tell you about a really cool new product and company that is launching recently that I think is going to be listeners should watch this space, because this is going to be an awesome space for integrating into AI hustles as far as video. So that's a company called DID, and they've just launched a new app that essentially uses AI to make video from photographs. So like I take a picture of you, Jamie, upload that. And like you've probably seen websites like Synthesia, which they do like you put in text and it has like kind of talking heads that can like talk through your text. I think something like 40% of Fortune 500 companies are using Synthesia to like do stuff. So And it makes a lot of sense. Like if you're doing like a side hustle where you like want, I've actually seen here's a very interesting side hustle that I've seen people literally using this. And I'll bring it back to DID, but it's a TikTok channel that I've followed all about AI news. And it's literally like a Synthesia.io, I think is a company. It's their talking head, one of their talking head people. And they're like, today I want to tell you about this really interesting new AI piece of news today. This has happened, blah, 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 blah. The account had like a million followers on it. It had like tons of views. And all it was like, they would just probably go and copy like the headlines and a snippet about whatever was happening. Maybe go to ChatGPT and say, hey, write me a summary of like this news article, plug it in there, have the talking head read it, and then give it a cool like TikTok background and post it on TikTok. And they did a bunch of these a day and the account grew like huge. Obviously you can monetize that. You can get sponsors for that. Like there's all sorts of ways you can make money from that, or just selling your own products, I think is probably a big one. But very interesting side hustle using this kind of video technology.
That's super interesting. So it's like almost like a virtual avatar of sorts. And you could, yeah, that's really cool. That's
so there's, so what's interesting to me is this has existed for like a year or so on Synthesia, but now there's this new company that is DID and they're letting you make videos from photographs. So, I mean, whether it's doing this today or it moves in this direction, people should watch this because think about the, like, right now it's like, okay, cool, I could go do Synthesia, but like, I don't really want on my own TikTok, like news, some random talking head guy, like that doesn't work. But like, if I could take a picture of myself right here in my like podcast studio and then just like type in like a snippet of AI news and have myself like, you know, you could use something like 11 Labs, which clones your voice, tie them together. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's like me talking here at my studio about the breaking AI news. Like, yeah, I'd throw that on. If it looked legitimate, I would throw that on like TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to record that myself. Or product demos or sales pitches or customer support. Like, it's crazy.
That's super crazy. And my mind went immediately to like kind of the Mr. Wonderful style thinking, the Shark Tank guy, weddings and funerals. So you could have like on Fiverr, you know, if there's a loved one who's passed and you want to have a, say a message or something, you know, you make a little message, you know, with DID with that actual person. I think that would be, people would definitely pay for that.
Holy smokes. That is crazy. Yeah. The implications are insane. And so this company, people actually, a lot of people might recognize that this is actually the same company that I think earlier this year or last year that kind of went viral because they made like that technology where if you saw it, you would like take a picture of like one of your ancestors or something and put it in. And then it was, so you get like an old like 1800s photo and then like the person was just like moving. And so you're like, oh, it's like cool. You see like a new dimension to your great grandpa that you like never saw, you know, before. So it totally went viral. And then because of that whole campaign and because they went viral, then they were able to raise a bunch of money and essentially build this whole thing out. And I think it's like to use a tool, it's like $6 a month. So it's fairly reasonable. It's not too expensive, but very, very cool. And I think they've raised over $25 million. So like, it'll be a legit company that pretty much what I look for is I'm like, oh, $25 million raised. This company is going to go the distance and make the cool product that we think it can make, right? Like the full on take a picture and now I'm talking to you kind of product. Like it'll get there whether it's there or not today. So an interesting one to follow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'll keep my eye on that one for sure.
Okay, this is the final piece of AI video news for side hustlers that I wanted to bring up to you and get your opinion on because I think this is mind-blowing and crazy. So there's a company called Oxlo. They just raised 13 million pound or euros, I think. So like probably 14 million US roughly. And it's a generative AI video platform which can optimize engagement as you watch a video. So let me break this down. The example that they give on this is you're watching a corporate training for your company and it's teaching you about something and it's really boring. So it can, the video and the AI can detect if you are getting like essentially bored of this training, and on the fly, they change the voice. They change the tone of the voice. They could change the person speaking. They change the script with ChatGPT. They're like, okay, this is too boring. On the fly, change the script to make it more engaging to like the listener. And the video is like changing in real time live, depending on the person watching them. And it makes me think of the same way that, like if a salesperson was talking to you and you're like, oh, you're kind of getting disinterested, then they're like, no, wait, but it's actually super cool because of blah, blah, blah. You know, like they could like intensify or become more like laid back. Just like, it's allowing the video in real time to play to like your mood and emotions. Jamie, what are your thoughts on this?
That's crazy, man. That's pretty wild stuff. I can't even imagine how they write that code and how they get that to work. But I think, you know, kind of like what you said, as far as the sales goes, like if you had a Shopify funnel with video content, you could almost, you know, it customize it to the person. And I think, you know, sales going forward, that would be a huge thing. My mind also went to there was a couple years ago, there's a Netflix movie and like every so often you could choose like what what the next scene was going to be, like what the people did, and then it would play a different clip based on what you chose. My mind kind of went there, like it's like the next level of that. It's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. Also, I never saw that Netflix thing. That's super interesting. I'm gonna go look that up now. So what I think is really interesting here, Jamie, is your idea for the Shopify funnel, because I think that like 100% applies, right? Like someone's looking down your Shopify funnel, watching a video about your product that you make essentially. And then all of a sudden you see like, maybe it just like measures how fast someone's scrolling through the page. So it's like, this part's not that interesting. They're scrolling faster. So then all of a sudden it's like, okay, in the next bit, we're going to like highlight the things that are like, that people are like the slowest to scroll on, and like, yeah, changing the video live. And then the other thing it made me think of is like for sales. So right now there's a company called Air AI, and they came out with like an AI sales agent. And essentially they've solved the problem of making like the response time for pretty much ChatGPT very fast. So when you're talking to it, there's no latency or lag. It immediately can respond to you. They did a demo where it was like selling a Tesla to someone. And it was like so fascinating because you can pretty much come up with your own prompt. You're like, hey, you're a salesperson. You're not pushy. You're, you know, you try to understand the customer's problem and you give them a great solution. And you always make sure to try to close a sale, whatever. You give it its prompt. It's pretty much ChatGPT that you're talking to. They give it a voice and it's in real time. So it's a cool concept. But imagine how much more powerful, two things, how much more powerful like this technology, where in real time it changes the tone and it's changing the script like on the fly based off of that. But number two, if it's a video call, like imagine you're on the call with a salesperson that's giving you a demo of like a software or a product, and it's not just audio, it's like a video. Someone's like talking to you. Customer support, you're like, hey, I want to get on a customer support chat. And it's like, okay, Tiffany's going to call you. And it's like this like person's like, hey, what's up? So like, I'm going to help you with this thing. What's your problem here? And you're talking to a freaking person that's like reacting to your emotions, like, you know, changing how they're doing. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So
yeah, it's going to be fun in a couple of years to see where all this goes with that. It's going to be, you know, hard to tell what's real anymore, I feel like, especially with sales stuff. So,
oh my gosh. Yeah, it'll be crazy. But I'd really do for people looking at side hustles, I think this is an area to keep an eye on because of what you mentioned with the Shopify, any product or your own website, any product where you're selling anything. This is going to be an amazing technology. Listen, Jamie, this was fascinating to talk about the future of AI and video, where we see this going in the future for side hustles. I hope we gave some actionable tips and some interesting concepts for people to think about. And if nothing else, obviously a lot of these news stories are like future tech that's coming down. So I hope this keeps you informed so you know what's coming down the pipe, what you need to be aware of for your future side hustles, because this is going to be crazy to see how this all goes in the future. To the listener, thank you so much for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. Have a fantastic rest of your day and make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts.